Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hello, my name is Mike Portnoy, and I am quite good at playing the drums.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. Happy Rocktober new music time to you. We are going to kick into our listeners' picks for Rocktober. October new music. I want to thank Jim Linehan for kicking us off with some excellent picks on yesterday's episode. If you did not check that out, please go and do so. Find it on our feed. And we are going to be rolling on the new music train. That's right. All the rest of this week. Probably some up next. But before we do that, I want to tell everybody, thank you for sending in your picks for Rocktober Week. We got such a good response this month, and I can't wait to dig in and share all those picks with you. So, without further gabbing from me, let's kick off as we traditionally do. He's got it.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns, fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners, and of course, Shadow. Stephen Routledge here, calling you from Stirling with my new music picks. Given that it is Rocktober, I shall misquote EPJ during, I think it was the American band Countdown. There'll be no wham country music here today. Just the rock, the whole rock, and nothing but the rock. With that said, let's throw the horns and crank this thing to 11. My first pick is progressive metal titans Dream Theater, who are to their own subgenre as Metallica are to metal as a whole, the undisputed kings within whose shadow everyone else falls. Night Terrors is the first single since they reunited with co-founder and original drummer Mike Portnoy, and it seems to revitalise them. Everything you could want from a Dream Theater song is here. Ferocious riffage, off-the-scale musicianship, epic solos, a soaring melodic chorus, and shredding so fierce it could strip paint. After a short intro, the song properly kicks off with a drum fill that both says, "Hello, my name is Mike Portnoy, and I am quite good at playing the drums," and features enough rototom abuse to no doubt have his childhood hero Neil Peart smiling down from Rock Valhalla. We'll be right back. if Cream Theatre are a precision instrument, the stiletto slipped through the ribs if you were, then my second pick is more a hammer to the face. A band with possibly the greatest name ever, Sergeant Thunderhoof, for it is they, were a new discovery for me this month, and immediately became one of my new favourite metal bands. Hailing from Bath in England, they are most definitely not in the vein of the Georgian architecture and Roman history for which that city is known. A swaggering bruiser of a song, Blood Moon is the first single from upcoming album The Ghost of Baden Hill, and it pummels along on a cresting wave of riffs and churning guitars. Having dived into their back catalogue, I am highly anticipating the new album and can only recommend this band to fellow metalheads in the highest possible terms. Honourable mention this month must go to the new Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young live at the Fillmore 1969, which may surpass Four Way Street and has one of the smoking versions of Down by the River I've heard, and I've heard a few. Well, hopefully that's a suitably rocking picks for this month, and as ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have chosen. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Could be Edgerman Patrick, faithful interns and fellow community members. This is Paul Hayden calling from Wilmette, Illinois, with my
Rocktober
new music picks. First up is the second album from Body Meta. It's called Prayer and Dub. They are a New York City quartet featuring Greg Fox on drums, Sasha Frere Jones on guitar, Melvin Gibbs on bass, and Gray McMira on guitar. They're all really great players, but I think the MVP is Greg Fox, the drummer. He really adds the groove and necessary propulsion to get the band and the listener to their destination. Sound is kind of jazz, kind of post-rock, but you can decide. And let's listen to the first song on the album. It's spelled E-T-E-L. My song for the month is He Doesn't Mind by Christina Mantis. Sound is kind of a Big Star Birds, Chris Bell thing. Christina is from Slovakia and doesn't have what I would call a big internet presence, but I did find out that she has another song that came out last year and sounds nothing like this one. But this one's good, and check it out, He Doesn't Mind by Christina Mantis. That's it for me this month. Looking forward, as always, to everybody's picks. In the meantime, listen to Suburbs Pod Radio. Take care of each other, and I'll catch you next time.
There'll be no wine country music here today.